Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for that introduction. I'm so glad you guys have joined me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Halloween. I have folks every year ask me, you know, Chuck, why doesn't your church do a big Halloween deal? Well, one, we do so many other things that we really try to prioritize what we do in our community. And you know what? I really do think if Christians would be at home and have the best candy and then say to those kids, I'm so glad you came by, and be kind and gracious, we might have a greater impact than a trunk or treat, just saying. But that's not my deal. I want us to move on today and talk about a haunted voice. I mean, think about it. This is a scripture-driven time of our weekday podcast, but I want to talk about a haunted voice. You know, I do know this. I know that in God's creation, as we've talked about the last couple of podcasts that I've done, is we get to see the power of God. But I think at times we forget that one of the things that the heavens declare is the purpose of God, and the heavens declare the presence of God. In verse 3 of Psalm chapter 19, it says, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. What voice? The voice of creation, the voice of the presence of God. Everywhere these heavens are declaring the very presence of the divine, of God. Notice in verse 4, it says this, their line is gone through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world in them, in the heavens. He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. He's going forth, and it is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. What in the world is all that about? It tells us that the knowledge of God is everywhere. It is universal in its language. And therefore, if somebody doesn't believe in God, he has no excuse. That his creation screams of his existence. Now, you know what? I have learned that I'm never going to get into a shouting match with somebody who doesn't agree with the statement, God created the heavens and the earth. But you know, I'm also not going to argue with a lot of people about how God chose to do that, because I believe the thing we ought to walk away from is God created the heavens and the earth, and that voice ought to haunt us just like it's talking in this path. It tells us of the knowledge of God is everywhere, that is a universal language, that creation screams to us, that we have no excuse to recognize this is the presence of God. Over in the New Testament, in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 19, this whole theme kind of picks up and helps us see this. It says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them by the visible things of him. From the creation of the world, listen to this now, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Listen, a man is a fool who says there is no God. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The entire universe has this stamp on it, made by God. Have you ever picked up something that somebody said, man, I got you this original replica, and it came straight from this ancient place, and you turn it over and it says made in China? I know, right? And it'll just send you kind of over the edge. Well, all of creation, when you see that sunset stamped on it, is made by God. When you see that beautiful lake, then it's made by God. The light and the warmth of the sun that is in the heavens speaks of the presence of God. Friend, listen to me. The power of God is overwhelming. But what I find most comforting is with that power comes his presence. A holy and a righteous God celebrated in Psalm 19, but also reminding me all that power and all that presence is that his purpose is about his people. God is all about people. He is all about people. Let me say it a third time. God's purpose is all about people. All that power comes down to a presence in this world that we as people might fall in love and know this God, our Creator and the divine. So today, my friend, as you look around creation, know this, that it has been stamped, made by God, just like you. And then celebrate that today. Finish by wrapping up tonight and reading Psalm 19 before you close your eyes and say to the Lord, I am grateful that this, including me, this home and this creation was made by you, and that I trust you as I walk my way through it. God bless you, friend. I trust you have a great rest of the week and look forward to seeing you again on another weekday podcast. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.